Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are in a sermon series entitled Dusting Off the Word of God. Now, what do we mean by that again? Dusting off the Word of God means to return to God's Word, to dust off and see what God says there so that we can obey the sovereign and loving God that we have. And in the past couple of weeks, Mr. Woodrow has gone through the first three of the Ten Commandments, which is there is no other gods, there should be no idols, and we should not use the Lord's name in vain. But today, we're going to be focusing on the fourth commandment, which is the Sabbath. And the Sabbath, like I said, is supposed to be a day of rest. And on the surface, you would think that this would be the easiest commandment to follow, because it's a day where we don't work, we don't do anything. But I think there's a little bit more to it than just physical rest from work, as we'll see from today's passage. So please take out your Bibles and turn with me to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. We're going to be focusing on verses 8 to 11, but we're going to start reading from verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you that we can come together to worship you and to find rest in you. I pray that you would teach us today. We may be going through so much in our lives, Lord, and we understand how we need to know your word. And know it because you gave us for our benefit, so that we can experience the joy and the salvation that we find in you. I pray that, Lord, that you would use me as I speak and preach your word to all of us right here. May you be glorified in all this. In Jesus' name, amen. So last week at the end of service, I'm sure that you have noticed William playing the clarinet, right? And he was playing a concerto, and it was very, very beautiful, right? I think all of us had really enjoyed it. And by the way, I heard that he got a perfect score on his audition, so congratulations. But I think a couple of weeks ago, I was meeting up with William at Ruby's, and we were just talking and sharing about our lives. And one of the things that came up was we were discussing about how, like, we always seem so tired. We have so much things that are going on in our lives. And, you know, and we needed more sleep. So then things got really philosophical. So I was like, what if the piece that you're playing, that concerto, what if that represents your life, okay, from beginning to end? And each measure is like a day. And, you know, in a musical piece, especially for clarinets, like, you in addition to like all the notes, and say the notes and all the staffs and all that represent like the things that you do in your life. But also in a musical piece, you would notice rests. So there's quarter rest, half rest, 16th rest. And there's also like very long measures of rest too. So, and for a clarinet player, you become relieved when you come to those rest and breath marks because you can breathe again. But let's say that there was a musical piece where there is no rest marks at all. You take those all out, and there's no breathing marks too. You think you can be able to get through the whole thing in one breath? Well, let's see. Let's pretend that I am William, and this here is William's clarinet. No, just kidding. This is my clarinet. So I'm going to play something, and let's only do it in one breath and see how far I can be able to get. Also, I'm not as good as William, so don't throw tomatoes at me. One breath. See, you can't really go that far. You can't really make it through the whole piece if there's no rest, if there's no breath marks. So this is supposed to represent our life. In our life, God made us to have rest, right? Because when we have physical rest, we need physical rest in order to have a strong and healthy physical life. But at the same time, we also need spiritual rest to have a strong and healthy spiritual life. So once again, the fourth commandment is to keep the Sabbath, to have a day of rest. And as we have read in the passage, 6 days people were supposed to work, and then God commanded for one day for us to not work. Now, what does that mean for us today? Are we supposed to follow that? What does it mean to keep the Sabbath? What day should we do it at? Should we just not work at all? And we'll answer like those questions. But I think that we think too much on the physical side of it. Because I believe that for today, it's the spiritual rest that is more important when in keeping the Sabbath. So today we'll be going through this passage, and then we'll be able to see that there are three different aspects of spiritual rest that we should experience as we observe the Sabbath. So we'll go through that again. Let's pick up your Bibles again. Let's read from verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Okay, so it's something that you remember. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Okay, God expects us to work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son, your daughter, your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. So pretty much everyone should be observing the Sabbath. Now, what does this really mean? Like, why did God tell the Israelites that they need a day of rest? Like where you work for 6 days and then for the seventh you don't do anything. Well, actually, in God's law, in addition to having Sabbath days, did you know that there's something that's also called Sabbath years? See, for example, in Exodus and Leviticus, like there's something where for 6 years everyone is to plant and do agricultural work in the field, but then on the seventh year, for the whole year, they're not allowed to plant and do any work. So how do you expect them to eat? Well, they can eat out of fruits from plants that come up naturally, or they can eat from the food that they've stored the year before. So imagine, one full year without having to do any work. In Deuteronomy, it also talks about a remission year. So on the seventh year, any debt that you had, if you owe someone like a lot of money, they all get canceled. Imagine how great that would be, like especially for our country. If US owes China a lot of money, on the seventh year, boom, all that is canceled. Or if you owe your friend like $10 for something, on the seventh year, it gets canceled. Also in Deuteronomy, it talks about on the seventh year, all the Israelites were to gather together in one place, and they would stand up and read from God's word, the Pentateuch, basically the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then also Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, talks about how on the seventh year, if there is a slave who has worked for you for 6 years, the seventh one, they have the option to be released, to be freed. So once again, what is the purpose? Why did God give all these things about the Sabbath days and Sabbath years to the Israelites? And it's not merely for like just physical rest, which in one sense it is, but I believe that there is more of a spiritual rest that is here. And that is this. God wants the Israelites to observe these Sabbaths so that they can remember and think back to how he has saved them. I mean, think about it, that makes sense. If you have 1 year of rest without doing any work, you don't have anything to worry about. You can fully focus on God and think about how God had saved them. If you are worried about debt, finally, all that is canceled, and then you can focus on how God has saved them. Remember, the Israelites were in Egypt for many, many years, and they were slaves. But God had saved them. He brought them out of Egypt, and through the leadership of Moses, they crossed the Red Sea, and they became free from that. They needed to be reminded about what God did for them. So likewise, it's the same for us. So there's three aspects of spiritual rest that we should experience when we go through the Sabbath. And this is the first one, the rest from the past. So in this rest, we should remember our own salvation. Think back to that time that you were saved. Yes, I know we remember that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But each one of us has a specific story. We knew how we were before we were saved. I know a lot of people who have shared like testimonies of how they were addicted to drugs or how they were involved in sex trafficking and all that. And then God, once they finally came to know God and God had saved them, their life has changed. When we are observing the Sabbath, we need to take some time to think back and find rest in the salvation that we had from God. Now, why is it important to remember? Now, we have many holidays that we remember. Like, for example, like Veterans Day, we don't get to go to school. And we remember the veterans and those people who have served and fought for us and for this country. We have Mother's Day and Father's Day to remember what our family or what our parents have done for us. 9/11, we take that day to remember all the firefighters and all those heroes who had sacrificed their lives. If we don't take time to remember, at least have these constant Sabbaths, then we will forget about God. We'll forget about what God has done for us. Now, Lord willing, next week, some of us may be baptized, and we'll get to hear their testimonies as well. Whenever you hear someone's testimony or whenever you witness someone's baptism, that's an opportunity to think back about your own testimony, your own baptism, and thinking back to how God had saved you. We also have days, of course, like Easter to remember Christ's death and resurrection. We have Christmas to remember Christ's birth. All these days is for the purpose of remembering what God has done. And isn't it restful, at least in a spiritual sense, when we can go back and remember what God has done? So once again, that is one aspect of spiritual rest that we can experience. The rest from the past, being able to remember what God did for you. Now let's answer some of the questions that we may have about this passage. Like, for example, like, when should we observe the Sabbath? When should we have this time where we remember? Well, technically the Sabbath, there's a Hebrew word in there that suggests, or that talks about the seventh day, which is technically on a Saturday. So the Sabbath is supposed to be on a Saturday. Does it mean that we should observe the Sabbath just on Saturdays? And then there's also like some people who observe the Sabbath on Sunday because, you know, Christ rose from the dead on a Sunday, and the first century church began to meet on a Sunday. So which day should we observe it in? I think it doesn't really matter. Same thing like with what should we do on the Sabbath? Like, you know, God in this commandment commanded the Israelites not to do any work at all. Does it mean that we should just put down our work? Does it mean that we should just sit around and not do anything either on Saturday or on Sunday? I don't think so. But I guess here's the main thing. Although we're not obligated to the physical aspects of rest, we're obligated to the spiritual aspects, as we'll talk about here. One of them is, again, to remember what God has done for us. But we, as long as we fulfill that spiritual rest, then the physical doesn't matter. But sometimes doing the physical rest can help with our spiritual rest. Now, does that make sense? Like, if we feel that we are always so busy, just like the conversation that William and I had been having, if we're always so busy with schoolwork and we're always distracted by a lot of things that are in our life, then maybe we do need to take a Sabbath. Maybe we need to do this physical rest and just stop for a while so that we can have that focus and receive the spiritual rest of thinking and remembering about what God has done for us. Now, I think like there's once again, there's like evidence to show that it doesn't matter what day we do the Sabbath or whether we work or not. In Colossians 2:16-17, it says, "Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food or drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." So because of what Christ did on the cross, he had already given us freedom. We're no longer obligated to at least the traditions and the customs of the Jewish, including keeping the Sabbath. But at the same time, what is left is just the spiritual rest. Okay, so we've looked in our past. So we can find rest in God by remembering what God did for us. Now, the next one we'll see is finding rest in the future. Let's read verse 11. "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." So since the beginning of creation, God has already established the Sabbath. God intends for his creation to rest. But I think there is a greater rest that is in view that he wants all of us to have. And we can find more insight into that. If you would please turn to Hebrews chapter 4 with me. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. It says, "For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his work as God did from his. So first this talks about Joshua. You know, Joshua was actually the one who had led the Israelites into the promised land. You know, the promised land was what the Israelites knew that God had would give them after he had brought them out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And they've been in the desert for 40 years. And they wonder, is the promised land there for us? And when they finally got it, they can rest. But here in this verse, it says that if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. What is that other day? So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. The Sabbath rest. That word in this text is actually referencing to heaven. It's representing our final destination and our final moment of rest. So that's our rest in the future. We need to desire our final rest in heaven. We go through this life, and I think all of us can be very tired, right? There's just so much that is going on. There's so much hurt, there's pain, there's weeping, there's crying. But we need to think about and long for our final rest in heaven. Did you know once, when we put our faith in Jesus Christ and once we have eternal life with him in heaven, that rest is something that is to be desired, something that will satisfy and something that will last. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." When we observe the Sabbath, we also need to take time to just think upon the rest that we can have in the future with God. So, many times, like in the past couple of months, I have driven down to Buffalo to visit a special someone. And the whole drive is 4.5 hours, and it's very, very long. And so usually on the way back, like from Buffalo all the way to Albany, it's a very tiring drive, and I start to get very sleepy. And all I keep on thinking about is, I can't wait till I get home so I can lay in my bed and just sleep. And that seems like the best thing that I could do. So that's what I've been thinking about. That's what I've been focusing on as I'm driving back. Yeah, sure, there's rest stops along the way where I can just stop. But those types of rests are only temporary, because I still keep on thinking about my final rest, or at least sleep when I get home. So that's the same picture that that should be in our life today. As we go through our life, we should always also be observing and thinking about that rest that we can have in heaven with God. Finally, there's one more thing that we'll see, and that is the rest in the present. We already looked back and saw that how we can find rest in the past, and we looked through the future where we can find spiritual rest. But what about now? Can we find the rest in the here and now? Back to Hebrews chapter 4, and let's read verse 10. "For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his." So just as God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, when we finally get to heaven, or even right now, if we have accepted Christ as our Savior, we can rest from our works. Now, what kind of works are we talking about? We're talking about the works, like doing those works to earn our salvation. So the rest in the present. We are reminded that we don't need to earn our salvation. We don't need to work in that sense. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. Did the Israelites do anything? No. It was God who had sent the plagues and convinced Pharaoh to release them. It was God who had used Moses to part the Red Sea and let them through. God did the work of salvation for them. And it's the same in our life. God took the initiative. God took the action to send Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. We can't, it's not because of any works that we have ever done. It's not because of how much of a good person that we are. A familiar verse that you are all should be familiar with. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that one may boast. So when we observe the Sabbath, we should also take time to appreciate the rest that we have, because we don't need to work for our salvation. I think some of us today, we may have a relationship with God. We may know that we'll go to heaven, but then we always may have feel like we have this burden, that we still need to do something. Like, if I believe in God, how come I'm still a sinner? How come I still do wrong things? And it's true that we're still a sinner, but did you not know that the faith that you put in Christ had already covered that sin? God has already forgiven you for that. And it's not to say that we shouldn't strive for righteousness, to strive to obey God, but we shouldn't feel burdened by that sense that, or the sense that we need to earn our way to heaven. Isn't it restful? Can't we find peace in that when we don't have to worry about that at all? So, once again, I believe these are the three aspects of spiritual rest that we have when observing the Sabbath. It's not necessarily all the physical things that we do where we stop working. Although, sometimes, like I said, the physical rest can help with our spiritual rest. So far today, we've just dusted off this portion of God's Word, and we can be able to see a little bit more clearly of how we can obey this commandment. So now, what are we going to do about it? We may be feeling very tired right now, and we may feel that we may need rest. And God wants us to find rest in Him. But He wants to focus more on the spiritual rest that we can find, and that's through Him. And we know Jesus had told us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So let us find that spiritual rest in Him. Spiritual rest from looking back and remembering how God had saved us. The spiritual rest of looking into the future, knowing that finally we can be with Him and we don't have to worry about the trials and the pain that we find in this world. And finally, we can find the spiritual rest here and now in the present, because we know that we don't have to work. We don't have to earn our salvation at all. I pray and hope that that is something that we can think about whenever we do the Sabbath, whether we come to church to observe it, or whether we do it at home, and in fact, I think every single day in our life should be a Sabbath. God wants us to find rest in Him. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You know each one of our hearts right now. You know the troubles that we're going through. You know all the pain and trials and all of our worries and anxiousness. But Lord, we thank You for this commandment that You have given us to observe the Sabbath, to not work, but to find rest. And although it may have just been a physical thing for the Israelites, Lord, but for us today, we know that we can find the spiritual rest in You. You know, in fact, What you have shared with us today, Lord, is a whole message about salvation. We always need to remember and think back to what you have done for us. Do we not trust that you can satisfy us? Do we not trust that we can find complete rest in you? Father, for those of us who may be feeling this weariness or tiredness, may we take time to just pray to you and come before you. Thank you that we don't have to do anything to approach you. We don't need to fix ourselves. We don't need to do anything, Lord, or make any sacrifices. You are a loving God with your arms open wide, and you're always welcome for us to come towards you. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your gift of salvation for us. Thank you that we can find rest in you. We thank you in Jesus' name.